Guys, welcome back to Royal Cast. Today I'm just gonna freestyle it by myself. There's a lot of things I wanted to get off my chest, to be honest with you. Like a one-on-one thing with me and you, just alone ourselves. So let's get it started. Guys, I've been off from podcasting for a little bit. I think the last time was in February, around the beginning of February. But I know they have this new update where we could put subscriptions for you guys to watch a video. I mean, not video, a podcast episode. I did want to try it, but I really didn't feel right with me having you guys pay for the podcast episode. So I took that off and just decided to keep it the way it is so you guys can have the content of the podcast episodes in future reference. So that's one thing that I was trying to figure out and updating and everything. Also, I've been reading a lot more. So, okay, let's rewind the reading. Let's rewind back to February, the beginning of February. I believe I said this before, but if I didn't, last year I had like a fractured on my left wrist and I couldn't do like pick up anything that was like 10 pounds or anything. I did have a brace on. I tried to rest it as much as I can, but throughout the months it kept hurting for a certain amount, and it was only my thumb area and the wrist area, because it is mostly the wrist area. So I decided to make an appointment this year to go and check it out, because apparently it was perfectly fine. So when I did go, they did x-rays and stuff, and apparently my tendon is swollen and I have to have a brace on for a couple of weeks, and then I have to do therapy, and then they had to figure out if I need to put an injection or I need surgery. So that's been my little bit to reality right now. I still do have it on. He did say, yeah, you can put it on for 2 or 3 weeks, but if it still hurts until I get the therapy, which he said he wanted around like May to start therapy, it's best to have it on and do not do anything that's mean carrying, typing, writing with that hand. Which, it's okay because my dominant hand is my right side, but I cannot carry everything in one hand forcefully, so it's kind of been a little bit of a struggle. And, you know, with that, with having to do with your hands, you always, you know, want to do everything with your hands. You always did everything with your hands, but now that this situation happened and you can't use your hand, it's kind of a little bit, not depressing, but it's kind of like less motivation, because it's like, what am I supposed to do? Like, I have to ask for help to carry some certain things. I have to ask for this, that, and the third. And it's like, it gets a little bit mental. So it's been like that for a while for me. I just been in bed, and if I want to like cook or clean, someone in the house has to help me with that, which, like I said, it's a little bit mental, but you know, we are trying our best. Also, I've been changing up my YouTube video vlogging style, because I want to try different things, just because I like the styles I've seen, but I want to do it in my own way, and that's one thing I've been doing. Also, I am updating my online store, so that will be something that is coming up very soon. I did want to drop, like, 2 pieces right now, but I decided I'm just wait it out. But I have personally drawn these things. I have friends who personally drawn these designs, and I looked over them to see if it would go right with the new update collection that I'm trying to do. So everything is going to be very much soon coming out. So I've been working that in detail, and I also started doing boot camps. So if you guys don't know, I am interested in doing data analyst coding, which is basically is like computer science. I've been into it for a while, and also with digital marketing. So I have been going into like mini boot camps to just refresh and everything, because I do at the end of the day want to start working again, but I want to do like hybrid. I don't know. A lot of people keep saying they'd rather do in person, but personally, for the environmental of like everybody's mental state, I think a hybrid, it's a good thing for us, because at the end of the day, it eliminates traveling, less pollution for, cars. And it's been tested out that mostly doing a hybrid job has been more successful than remote, which I kind of agree. Like, remote, you're always going to be home, you're probably going to be less distracted and less motivated, even though you do have a schedule and you punch in through your phone and everything. But I don't know, I feel like being 100% at home for work, I don't think it's good for your mental state either. But then again, it's like it helps cut the po like the portion part of waking up, rushing to get out, getting dressed, rushing, going to miss a train or a bus or a situation and all that. It releases the stress of that part. And I don't know, I feel like hybrid is fun to me. It's fine to me. I get 2 to 3 times in the job, or 2 or 3 times at home, and then just to switch it off. I think that would be fine, because we also have to see people. But I think I'm just saying it because of me, because I'm always home. I'm like never outside unless I really have to or really want to go somewhere that I see on TikTok. Don't get me started on that. Like, I've been on TikTok and watching videos of like things that are happening. Like, literally, I was about to go to, I think it was like February 4th. No, it was March 4th. They had like this International Women Days flower picking, which are just a whole entire like rows and rows of tulip flowers, and you can literally just pick how many flowers you want, like a bouquet for free. I saw that it said Union Square. Mind you, I never been to another Union Square but New York Union Square. I literally thought it was that. I had a couple of things to do that day. Like, I had three or four things to do. And right now I'm waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning, which I'm grateful because I get to do things earlier and get everything done earlier. But sometimes it gets to me that I get so exhausted in the afternoon that I just don't want to do anything. So I have to like figure out a balance. I've been trying like to like take a nap until like 1 or 2, because I already finished everything since I've been awake at 5 o'clock in the morning. Because literally my daytime is like 5 o'clock in the morning, take my medicine, wait 30 minutes, then after 30 minutes, make breakfast. After make breakfast, take a break. I start to read my book, read a couple of pages, then I go to either edit or read my emails, send emails back, or do interviews and whatever until like 12 o'clock. Everything is done. By 12, 11 or 12, everything is completely done. So I decide to, just rest for the rest of the day, but then I get tired. So I decide to just take like a 4 hour nap, wake up, finish what I have to do, edit more, do more video content, more, edit a video for TikTok or Instagram, and then by like 9 o'clock, I'm still tired. But other than that, I thought it was Union Square, New York. I double checked the video because I wanted to go to one of my friends, and I told her like, hey, they have this thing here. But when I double checked, it was San Francisco. Literally San Francisco Union Square. We was about to pop up over there angry. Like, it literally was in San Francisco, and I'm like, yo, they need to pull that shit over here, because, and they need to like put the names of it, because it's not even in the like description, like the bio, the comments, nothing, none of the comments, because I figured out it was in the comments, but like in the description. Until I went to the comments and they were like, yo, you know this is in San Francisco? And I'm like, what the fuck? I literally thought it was in New York City, Union Square. No wonder I found that, like, it was like a huge ass clock in the background, and I'm like trying to figure out where is that in Union Square, because I don't for the life of me remember. And it was in San Francisco, so me and my friend were like so bummed out about it, because it looked so beautiful, like the different colors and shit, like the colors of the fucking tulips were so beautiful. And having it for free for Women's Day, amazing. Oh, happy International Women's Day. We women are the shit. And if you don't know that, then I don't know what to tell you. We are the shit. So happy International Women Day, or basically month, to be honest. Other than that, I've been watching a lot of Netflix shows. If you haven't heard it, there's a show called The Glory that it was like two parts. One was in December, I believe it started, and then the other part was in March. It's like half of December into January, they stopped and then came back in March, which is basically part two of season one, or I don't know, a lot of people call it part two of season two. I don't know how to call it, but there's two parts of it. It was, yo, the acting is fucking spectacular. The fucking fatigue acting and all, you know, it was beautiful. So if you didn't know, it's basically a thriller of like a girl who got bullied in South Korea since when she was, you know, I think it was like middle school, elementary school, I don't know, I think it was more middle school, high school around there. So she got bullied to the point that it was really bad bullying, like very bad, like I'm not talking about he say she say type of bullying. South Korea has the most severe bullying in the whole entire fucking country. Like, I seen bullying, and I've been bullied when I was in high school, I'm not gonna hold you, but my bullying was kind of confusing. I don't know how to like explain it. Like, I never met this person, never spoke to this person, but this person never liked me, which is, like I said, it was all confusing type of thing. But the bullying in Korea, like, I've been listening to cases, like crime cases of school bullying, and mostly a lot of the content that I seen from like K-dramas, most of them are based on, like, you know, bullying in Korea. Not all of them, but a couple of them that I seen was bullying in Korea. Yo, y'all savages. Like, why are y'all burning people in high school? Like, what in the fucking fuck? Yo, I watched the show and I was so fucking pissed off when it started, because they were bullying her very bad. And I'm just like, what the fuck? And come to find out, this was a real thing. Like, this director took a couple of like incidents that happened in some high schools that were actually real cases in real life, and I dug deep into the two cases, which I don't want to say right now because I am coming up with a segment for Royal Cast, and it's gonna be Royal Cast After Dark, which will be introducing different cases from different places. It could be mostly that I know is Korea, over here in the United States, and also my country. But I want to also dig into like Malaysia, Thailand, different types of cases. So I'm getting a crew, like not a crew, but like mostly the hosts that I've been bringing in will be part of that segment. We will be talking about mostly these cases, severe cases, brand new cases, unsolved cases. And I do want to include ghost investigations, just reading them, seeing them, giving our opinions and stuff. So just those two things, because I am into a lot of crime cases. I've been watching a lot in order since I was like a fucking teen. I've been watching crime shows like CSI Miami, FBI, Unsolved Crimes also, and I know there's like a mini series on Netflix. I've been binge watching them. I like, there's a lot of shows that I do like from crime investigation. And to be honest, if I was a little bit more healthier, like if I didn't have my heart condition or stuff, I would have went into criminal justice, into either forensics or a detective, because I personally love that type of, you know, career. But, you know, shit happens. So yeah, we're gonna do that segment. I already established when it will be, so it will be every Friday at 11, you know, have a Friday night scare, get your detective caps on and stuff. So we already did first episode, which is the fucking craziest episode ever right now. But yeah, and everything will be published. I'm not even sure yet when I want it to publish, but I think I'm gonna publish in May. That will give us a time stamp to do a certain amount of episodes, so we can do that for sure. That would be coming soon. But the most fucking bullying is, the most extreme bullying is just in Korea. Like, you guys are just something else. And Japan is not even like, they don't, I know they have like bullying, but I'm like crime stuff. Y'all some savages too. Like, what the fucking savagery shit that I seen from like crime, unsolved crimes and crimes that were solved has me baffled. Completely baffled. Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I see this YouTuber, her name is Megan. She's from, her YouTube channel is from The Dark Side of Asia. I love watching just to hear her talk about the crimes. And I'm like the type of person that I will watch a crime episode while I'm doing an art, like an art design, or I'm editing a video, or I'm reading, which calms me down, which is kind of weird. I know, it's kind of a weird thing. Like, why don't you watch fucking a calm-ass raindrop thing that makes a calm, or music behind when you listen to crimes? Literally, this will be me. I will be on listening to, I'll be just drawing or reading a book, and all you hear in the background is, and she murdered this person with a planchette, and I'm just like, they're just chilling. That's my type of vibe. So another thing that I've been like doing a lot lately has been reading. And I've been like, my genre switches up so much. It's either fantasy, romantic, or thriller. Those three types of genre is my type of book. And my thing is, like, I have a little like thing that I do before I even buy the book. On TikTok has been like my savior. I don't have to read the back of the book. I don't have to read the first paragraph. What I do watch is TikTok. TikTok has been a source of like me trying to figure out what book I should read. I have like a whole list of books that I want to read and books I already read. And I do put how spicy it was, good or it was not. It was like mid. It was horrible. But so I go on TikTok. And I just put the name of the book with the aesthetic, so that way the people that read it will literally put pictures of what it would be about. That's how I got into Vicinity, or The Love Hypothesis, Normal People, Love and Gelato. Also with, what's that book called? All of Colleen Hoover's books, which is Ugly Love. It Ends With Us, It Starts With Us. So that's how I started to read the books, because it looks interesting. Like, when it comes to like picture visualizing the scenes, that is my goal. If these pictures make it look amazing, I'm gonna read it. I don't care if you think it's lame or stupid. I gotta read it for me, because I could probably like it. Just because you don't like it, that means I'm not gonna like it. No. So I do that. And I've been itching to read like a psycho thriller book. And I've been reading The Silent Patient for this couple of days. I'm almost like literally finished with the book. And to be honest, if I'm not like, I'm not kidding, it's been like a roller coaster with this book since like the beginning of the book. And I'm like, I'm not a detective. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. And if you guys don't know about Silent Patient, you should read it. It's basically this girl named Alice and this guy named Gabe. Alice is a redhead who is into the arts. She likes painting. She's an artist. She has a gallery. She always does that since she was little. But she had a troublesome past with her mom passing away in a car accident that she was in the car also. And also her dad being abusive and she not really loving him. But he committed suicide because he missed the mom. It's like a whole roller coaster. So I'm like into the part where her diary and her journals came about. And the main character, which is Theo, he's a psychotherapist who is working at Grove, which is the asylum she's in, because this thing that happened, like the way they set it up of the accident, it looked like something happened that nobody knows. Basically he got shot in the face 5 times. It looks so completely like gruesome, the way he represented the scene. And I was like, whoa, that was crazy, because in the beginning she was crazy in love with him, like she was in a depressed state, you know. So it was just crazy. I really don't think she killed it, but if the plot twist, because I heard there's a crazy ass plot twist, like I've been getting different plot twists and it's like driving me to different things. It's like you think you know something but you don't. I'm like, since I started like the diary parts of her, I'm like, Gabe is probably obsesses, because on her side of the family, they're like, she's like, he's crazy, he's possessive. A friend of hers, 2 friends of her, were like, no, he's possessive, he's the one that controls her and stuff. But in the other side, it's like, his own adopted brother is just, she's a fucking crazy ass woman, but in her journal, he wants to be with her and loves her, and she like pushes him and like, I'm telling your brother. He even assaults her. That shit just turned my fucking like shit upside down. I'm like, what the fuck? You know, I'm saying, it's like so many complicated plot twists that I'm like waiting for the huge plot twist of what the fuck happened. Like, oh, by the way, this is going on and nobody knows what happens because she stopped talking completely. Literally, she stopped talking. She's not talking. She hasn't talked to, like, they ask her questions. She does not talk to them. So when that accident happened, cops and, you know, the judge came. They're trying to figure it out to see if it's homicide or a murder or whatever. She is not giving one little word. She's been silent. And mind you, she's in asylum and hasn't said a word since the accident. And that's been 6 fucking years. So this is why it's like a psycho thriller. And I'm just waiting for who actually killed him. Because right now I'm like twisted inside. Like, she did it, she didn't do it. There's something, someone has to be in it. Because from her side of the people that seen her before the accident happened, they said she was just a little bit stressed, but nothing out of the ordinary. So I'm just like highly fucking confused on what's going on. So that's been my to-go book right now that I've been reading. I literally set like a goal is to read a certain amount of pages. So I'm almost going to be finished if I read the whole. Oh, by the way, there's like 3 parts. I think there's 3 parts. There's 3 parts of the book. Right now I'm in the last part. So wish me luck tomorrow because I'm going to read the last part. And I do have a couple of books that I want to read, but I want it to be more thriller right now because I'm more interested in thriller type of books, so that's one thing. I kind of read all my other books, which sooner or later I do have to go to the bookstore and grab more books to read, because I need a book to read when I'm bored, and I'm gonna finish this one. But yeah, other than that, I've been just chilling. It's been crazy weather in New York. It hasn't actually, like, had a snow day. Like, it was snowing yesterday, but it just went away. And right now it's, like, sunny, like nothing happened yesterday. So, yeah. That's been it about mostly updating everything to you guys. I'm getting tired, so I don't know. I'm debating if I should take... Ooh. I literally changed my drink. So I kind of noticed that I've been getting mostly exhausted when I'm drinking coffee, which is kind of weird because before I used to get like hyper, like very much hyper. But now I drink coffee, I get tired. So I slowly but surely switched to matcha and it's been helping very much. But right now I don't have it, so I'm just waiting so I can get more matcha, because matcha has helped me with my energy, but it's a whole other health concern that I will update you guys when I know more answers to. But yeah. Guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I will catch you guys next episode, Wednesdays at 11. And remember, in May, it will be Royal Cast After Dark Fridays at 11. I'm gonna put it in the same boat, because to be honest, I'm not sure if I'm gonna do another one. I want to test this thing out right now, but Royal Cast After Dark will start in May at on Fridays at 11 p.m. at 9 Eastern time. So yeah, I catch you guys next time. Don't forget to catch regular freestyle podcast episodes Wednesday at 11 p.m. Eastern time. And I'll see you guys next time. Deuces!